Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's restaurant reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And we're going to start right away with a review. Just as a quick reminder, 5 stars means extraordinary, 4 stars excellent, 3 stars above average, 2 stars average, and 1 star fair. And the first review we're going to read is for a restaurant called Market. They are located at 938 North Blount Street, and that's in Raleigh. Their phone number is 754-0900, and they received 4 stars. "Dude, you're killing me," said the waiter as he returned to our table to inform me that the dessert I ordered, creme fraiche cheesecake with bourbon vanilla peaches, wouldn't be ready for another 45 minutes. Just 2 minutes earlier, he had to tell me that my first choice, a mole cake made with chocolate from Escazu, the chocolatier next door, was sold out. As I mulled the 2 remaining dessert options, he said, "We also have some excellent avocado coconut gelato. We just took it off the menu, but we still have some." I ordered the gelato, and it was indeed excellent. So was the complimentary scoop of local watermelon sorbet that he bought to me by way of apology. That single exchange neatly sums up the dining experience at Market. The plaid-shirted young waiter's style matches the hipster vibe of the place, as expressed in everything from the retro thrift shop plates on the tables to the vintage RC Cola cooler that serves as a beer fridge behind the bar, which is well-stocked with craft brews, naturally. His attitude, laid back yet eager to please, is typical of the entire waitstaff, and as long as you're flexible, you're practically guaranteed of getting a rewarding meal. A go-with-the-flow attitude is needed in large measure because owner-chef Chad McIntyre is a passionate practitioner of buying local. "I'd say 95% of my menu is local," said McIntyre, who owned 2 restaurants in western Colorado before moving to the Triangle. Regardless of where a chef is cooking, such dedication to locavore principles means that what's available in the market will sometimes trump what's printed on the menu. Happily, that isn't likely to be a problem in the coming weeks for the zucchini and the lace-crusted zucchini lattes that McIntyre is currently serving, or for the local tomatoes that pair with homemade mozzarella in a caprese salad garnished with a confetti of fresh corn kernels and finely diced watermelon rind in honey balsamic pesto. Of course, the variety of tomato will change with the season, and you may find yourself thinking you should get more than 3 slices for $9, an uncharacteristically meager portion for a restaurant that generally delivers excellent value. Both the wild mushrooms and the goat cheese in the filling of McIntyre's tamales traveled less than an hour from source to table. He says he's been getting some beautiful oyster mushrooms lately, and if you're lucky, he'll still be using them when you get there. Blanketed in a complex sauce made with ground cocoa nibs, cumin, cardamom, chilies, tomatoes, and cilantro, the chef calls it a quick mole, the tamales are already becoming something of a signature dish, and deservedly so. A flexible attitude helps when it comes to seafood, too. Depending on the catch and the chef's inspiration, you may find yourself enjoying agave crusted pink snapper or sautéed prawns in chorizo over grilled vegetables or monkfish tacos in a pillowy house-made flora tortillas, or at lunchtime, a fried speckled trout sandwich with jicama slaw on locally baked bread. Regardless of the selection, you can be sure of 2 things. The fish will be irreproachably fresh and expertly prepared, and it will almost certainly come from North Carolina waters. Occasionally, the chef will cast his net as far as Virginia or South Carolina, but that's where he draws the line. McIntyre does occasionally print new menus to reflect the changing harvest. He did so recently, dropping a couple of out-of-season specialties and adding braised goat over sweet potato gnocchi, roasted chicken with a 5-spice Cheerwine barbecue sauce, Ecuadorian-style ceviche, and corn fritters to the list. It's easy to imagine the chef at the Raleigh Downtown Farmers Market, where he stops 3 times a week, saying to himself, "Look at all this sweet corn. What can I do with that?" The summer berry crumble that elicited moans of pleasure from my wife the night I, quote, settled for the avocado coconut gelato is still on the list, but may no longer be available by the time you read this. Not to worry. When the waiter says, "Dude, I've got something for you in the back," take it. Again, Market received 4 stars, located at 938 North Blount Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 754-0900. The next restaurant is we're going to review is Bravo's Mexican Grill. They are located at 208 Grand Heights Drive, and that's in Cary. Their phone number is 481-3811, and they received 3 stars. Just inside the door, sleek tortoiseshell pendant lights illuminate a compact bar whose lacquered top is decorated with old Western movie stills and headshots. In the dining room, colorful landscapes and metal sculptures with a recurring sun and moon motif hang on the walls painted in rich, mottled shades of honey, plum, and tomato. The only sombrero you're apt to encounter is on the head of the margarita-bearing cartoon waiter that graces the menu. The message is clear. Bravo's Mexican Grill, which opened on New Year's Day in Harrison Point Shopping Center, is not your father's Tex-Mex restaurant. Not that Dad wouldn't recognize most of the menu, mind you, from a chimichanga to a burrito grande to the lunchtime Speedy Gonzales combo. Execution is a notch better than at most Tex-Mex joints, though, and the menu does offer a few items that don't fit the cookie-cutter mold. Lime tilapia, for instance, an unlikely culinary fusion of Philadelphia and Mexico City called Bravo's cheesesteak. Then there's an offbeat twist on Pollo Rellino featuring grilled chicken breast stuffed with ham, spinach and cheese, topped with, quote, our creamy broccoli gravy. If you're hankering for a little something besides the complimentary salsa to dip your chips into, you can choose from 9 options, from guacamole to queso to the restaurant specialty Texas dip, which serves up grilled shrimp, chicken and beef under a thick blanket of cheese salsa. The quesadilla selection is likewise extensive and includes mushroom, spinach, scallops, and Mexican stew in addition to the usual suspects. Fajita fans looking for a change of pace will find pork, vegetarian, and a shrimp and scallop combination among the dozen or so choices. Those fortunate enough to talk a companion into sharing can opt for the Paralida for two, a mixed grill feast of boneless marinated chicken breast, sirloin steak, and 2 pork chops on a sizzling bed of poblano peppers, onions, and tomatoes. Tacos lean more to the Tex side of the Tex-Mex border, with ground beef and shredded chicken, hard or soft shell, heading up a short list. A handful of taquera-style fillings, carne asada, pollo, al pastor, carnitas, and chorizo is available, though they won't win any converts among taquera aficionados. Fish tacos, on the other hand, are a keeper. The menu describes them as 2 flour tortillas with delicious breaded fish, topped with cabbage and pico de gallo, but your server will probably inform you that you can also order the fish tilapia grilled. I did just that and wasn't disappointed. Caldo de pollo is another winning option. Bravo's refined take on the classic meal-in-a-bowl chicken soup features shreds of boneless breast and chunks of zucchini and potato in a chili-reddened but only moderately spicy broth, garnished with tortilla strips, avocado, and a dab of pico de gallo. At $6, it's a bargain light entry or shareable first course. If the bulk of Bravo's menu appears indistinguishable from what's offered at countless other Tex-Mex eateries, rest assured that attention to detail makes the food stand out from the crowd. The chicken breast is Pollo Feliz in Pollo Feliz is marinated in a blend of vinegar, oil, and spices before being grilled and topped with sautéed mushrooms, onions, and molten cheese. The shrimp are extra large and deveined in cocktail de camarón, where they mingle with chopped tomato, avocado, jalapenos, onions, and cilantro in a large glass goblet filled to the brim with Mexican cocktail sauce, with a wedge of lime and the traditional saltines on the side. Even the cheese on the refried beans that accompany most entrees isn't the all-too-common mozzarella imposter, but authentic Mexican white cheese. The kitchen turns out an authentic flan, too, though ordering it can be something of a gamble. On the bright side, it costs only $2.75 to find out whether the custard is delightfully smooth and creamy or disappointingly grainy on a given night. Come to think of it, that's another plus for Bravo's Mexican Grill. While the restaurant clearly aims to raise the Tex-Mex bar, prices haven't risen accordingly. Again, Bravo's Mexican Grill received 3 stars, located at the 208 Grand Heights Drive in Cary, phone number 481-3811. The next restaurant we're going to review is also in Cary, and this is Carini. They are located at 1120-202 Green Level Church Road, again in Cary, phone number 469-0044, and they received 3 stars as well. Joe Finazzo came to the United States when he was 17 and immediately embarked on a career in the restaurant business, starting out, as so many others have, as a dishwasher. 4 decades later, Finazzo has owned a number of successful pizzerias in eastern North Carolina, including Sal's Pizza and RTP. Carini, which Finazzo opened 2 years ago with his wife Kathy, is named for his childhood home, a village on the northern coast of Sicily. Kathy Finazzo, who was born in a nearby town in Sicily, and as she puts it, married into the business, says that Carini is also Italian for nice or pretty. Not beautiful, she takes pains to point out. Pretty. It's a fitting name for the restaurant. The location, in a relatively new strip mall in a part of West Cary that is rapidly being transformed from farmland to upscale subdivisions, is nice enough but hardly glamorous. And the simply furnished dining room, with its high-backed booths, walls painted in hues of sunny yellow and roof tile red, and casino chat sign over the open kitchen, is sufficiently pretty for a casual date, but not so beautiful that it feels too formal for families with small children. Prices are family-friendly, too, and portions exceptionally generous for an offering that embraces pizzeria and ristorante fare with equal enthusiasm. Execution is generally solid, but in keeping with the casual setting, presentations are rustic. Whether you order meat lasagna or lobster ravioli in a brandy saffron cream sauce, your entree comes with an undistinguished, mostly iceberg lettuce salad with a dressing in a plastic tub on the side. On the other hand, the complimentary warm garlic knots are a most welcome touch. Even so, I'd suggest steeling yourself against the service offer for more bread and instead saving room for an antipasto course. Frito Misto, a medley of crisp, lightly breaded calamari, shrimp, and scallops, is a winning option. Better still are the mussels fra diavolo, though you may find yourself asking for more garlic knots, after all, in order to sop up the addictive garlic and basil-spangled spicy marinara sauce. Ravioli fritti are a reasonably satisfying way to start the meal, too, and sure to be a hit with the kids. Just be sure to warn the little ones that the herbed ricotta filling inside those crispy pockets of fried pasta is lip-blistering hot. The extensive entree offering covers all the usual bases, with a few surprises sprinkled among the traditional veal, chicken, seafood, and pasta and baked dishes. Cavatelli Carini pairs tender pasta with sautéed nuggets of chicken breast and spinach in a white wine sauce with a hint of gorgonzola cheese. At the opposite end of the flavor spectrum, but equally rewarding, is a rib-sticking twist on the Parmigiana theme that serves up a mountain of Italian sausage, peppers, and onions under a blanket of marinara and molten mozzarella. Even if you're famished, plan on taking home a doggy bag if you order this one. Those seeking the comfort of familiar will find it too, judging by the faithfully rendered veal piccata I recently enjoyed. Seafood risotto is also a keeper, with the caveat that there's precious little risotto, and it's soupy in a light tomato sauce to boot. Granted, that might seem a quibble to some, given the abundance of jumbo shrimp, scallops, mussels, clams, and calamari in the dish. It should come as no surprise, in light of the owner's background, that pizzas are among the most popular options at Carini. The menu offers thick, square Sicilian-style and thin, commendably crisp-crusted New York-style pies, both available with a wide assortment of toppings. The margarita, which all too often falls short of the purist's ideal, comes oh so close to the mark here. The thin layer of crushed tomato and spatters of fresh mozzarella are just right, but I doubt I'm the only person who would prefer the basil being added after baking. The flavor is so much more vibrant, for one thing, and it looks, well, prettier. And Carini again received 3 stars, located at 1120-202 Green Level Church Road in Cary, and their phone number is 469-0044. And this is from Chew on This. As a rule, I do a fair amount of homework before I pay a visit to a restaurant. It isn't unusual that I already know which dishes I plan to order before I set foot in the door. Occasionally, though, I'm not able to get my hands on a copy of the menu in advance, or the menu changes before I'm able to stop in for a meal, or the dish turns out to be not at all what the menu description led me to expect. Sometimes I change my mind based on a waiter's recommendation, or even a last-minute whim. Regardless of the reason, I found that these Plan B orders can yield pleasant surprises. As luck would have it, I've been the happy recipient of these sweet and savory serendipities in just the past couple of weeks. Rebez at El Señor, and that's located at 2001-U Wide Waters Parkway in Knightdale, phone number 261-0808. You won't find these meaty chipotle sauce slathered pork ribs on the regular menu at El Señor, which is in all other respects a typical Tex-Mex eatery. The very name Rebez looks out of place on the supplemental menu labeled Daily Specials, though it's a permanent enough that it's laminated, where they're listed among the likes of huevos con chorizo and caldo de camarón. With bone end trimmed to facilitate finger food style noshing, they're the sort of thing you'd expect to see among the appetizers at a trendy brew pub, and they do great with Dos Equis. Big Asterisk Biscuit at Morning Times, located at 10 East Target Street in Raleigh, phone number 836-1204. Anyone familiar with the breakfast fare at this downtown Raleigh coffee house won't be surprised that the homemade buttermilk biscuit is as light as the cumulus cloud and almost as big, or that the sausage, egg, and cheese it contains are first rate. The surprise is that the crispy hash brown described on the menu is actually a golden brown potato cake served on, not alongside, the biscuit. In the interest of not dislocating my jaw, I prefer to remove the hash brown cake and eat it on the side. If you do the same, be advised that the biscuit is so delicate it might fall apart if you don't handle it with care. On the bright side, I've heard biscuit crumbs count as 0 calories. Avocado Coconut Gelato at Market, located at 938 North Blonde Street, phone number 754-0900. According to the last review I just read, you know that he scored this creamy, exotic, off-menu delight when the waiter offered it as an alternative to the dessert I ordered, which wasn't available. You may also recall that I said the Avocado Coconut Gelato is no longer available either. Not to worry. If ever there was a restaurant where virtually anything you order has the potential to yield a pleasant surprise, Market is it. And this is from Quick Bites. Among the tech-savvy denizens of RTP, word of a new restaurant's opening travels at the speed of text message. It isn't surprising, then, to see a long line form at the counter of a new lunch spot within minutes of its opening its doors for the first time. But when the line is still all the way out the door 3 months later, that's impressive. That's just what I encountered the first time I stopped in for a bite at Cilantro Mediterranean Grill, a new eatery specializing in Persian-style kebabs. Happily, the line moves quickly, especially considering the fact that virtually everything is fresh and made from scratch. That includes the house-made flatbread, which you can watch being rolled out before it's baked in a clay tandoor oven. Owner Matt, it's Haghenas, Haghenas, and he's the affable, energetic soul behind the counter who usually can be seen expediting orders, pausing occasionally to answer a question from a customer, describes the bread as a cross between a pita and a lavash. Whatever you call it, it's delightfully thin and light, with a weedy fragrance and a delicately crisp surface. In my case, the bread was wrapped around lean nuggets of 24-hour marinated lamb, generously topped with shredded lettuce, tomato, red onion, and crumbled feta. A yogurt sauce served on the side, made with homemade yogurt and similar to tzatziki, but with more cucumber and fresh herbs, added a creamy counterpoint. I also ordered a small container of cash obadjan, which turned out to be an ample portion of a Persian twist on baba ganoush, enriched with yogurt and caramelized onions. The spread came with more of the superb flatbread. I walked out of Cilantro Mediterranean Grill 45 minutes after I entered with a satisfied smile, a doggy bag, and plans to return soon. I'd like to try the chicken kebabs that are getting rave reviews and the fragrant balsami rice that's served with platters. And I absolutely must sample zaitun parvada, which the menu describes as a mixture of olive, walnut, garlic, and pomegranate juice. I doubt another 3 months will pass before I return, but regardless how long it takes, I won't be surprised to find a long line when I get there. Pizzeria Takes Tough Spot. It takes courage to open a restaurant these days, especially in a location where several eateries have failed. When that restaurant is a pizzeria 2 blocks off Glenwood South, where you can get a pepperoni pie on practically every corner, now that's downright audacious. And if anyone can pull it off, it's Chris Candace, who opened Ciago's, and that's located at 522 St. Mary Street, phone number 834-9499. In late June, in a building that was formerly home to an ice cream shop, a barbecue joint, and a couple of seafood restaurants. Candace, who owned Two Guys on Hillsborough Street for decades before selling the restaurant in 2007, has a proven track record and a loyal fan base. Candace clearly knows the local restaurant scene too, and has distinguished his restaurant from the nearby competition in a number of ways. The menu, for starters, goes far beyond the usual pizzeria fare to include an eclectic assortment of appetizers, sautéed mussels, eggplant bruschetta, and buttermilk onion rings, to name a few. Sandwiches, homemade meatball sub, fried green tomato BLT, portobello gyro, and entrees, crab cakes, honey glazed salmon, grilled ribeye. Naturally, longtime fans of his New York-style pizzas and pastas, including his signature lasagna and spaghetti with homemade meat sauce, won't be disappointed. Teaming up with Bobby Lewis, who owns the property, Candace has given the building a makeover, converting the dining room from counter service to upscale casual table service with a full bar, including 10 draft beers. The partners have made the best of the building's off-beaten-path location, too, transforming its sheltered wraparound patio, with ceiling fans, thankfully, into an inviting alternative to the bustling Glenwood South scene. In Morrisville, Chicago transplants Jim and Judy Tackett have taken a different approach to setting their pizzeria apart from the crowd. Rosati's, located at 3605 Davis Drive, phone number 380-7000, is the first triangle location of a chain specializing in Chicago-style pizzas. Make that Chicago-styles, plural. In addition to the exceptionally thin, crackery-crusted pies that Chicagoans favor, the restaurant also serves the city's national-famous deep-dish pies, as well as Rosati's specialty double-dough pizza that resembles New York-style. Stuffed pizzas aren't listed on the menu, but are available as a special order. Unlike the Rosetti's takeout shops that have been familiar to Chicago for 5 decades, the Morrisville location is a full-service restaurant, complete with table linens and a bar that serves beer and wine. The menu also expands on the original offering with an entree selection of ribs, chicken, shrimp, and pasta dishes. The restaurant does preserve a key risotto tradition, though. Dough is made fresh daily, sauce is homemade, and cheese and sausage are trucked in from Chicago, and the produce is bought locally. Four Square Chef debuts a new one. Question: when is the sum of 4 and 2 not equal 6? Answer: when Shane Ingram, owner-chef of the celebrated Four Square in Durham, opens a second restaurant in Chapel Hill and names it 1, and that's at 100 Meadowmont Village Circle, phone number 537-8707. The name is apt in more ways than one. For starters, the restaurant's decor is as sleek and modern as its name. Leather upholstery, hardwood floors, and a rich color scheme of red, black, and gray set a casually elegant mood in the dining room, while a food counter looking into the open kitchen affords diners the chance to observe and chat with Ingram and his staff as they work. The menu's emphasis on healthy fare lives up to the restaurant's streamlined moniker, too, expressed in seasonally changing offerings of small plates, soups and salads, light pastas, and gourmet pizzas. Ingram's fans will recognize his inventive style in the likes of antelope carpaccio, fennel spinach gnocchi, and roasted peach and ripe tomato gazpacho. The chef's reputation for fresh preparation is reflected in a large plate offering that includes ginger-steamed sockeye salmon, roasted red snapper with tandoori spice cauliflower, and steamed baby octopus with Napa cabbage. Those not counting calories may indulge in, say, grilled ribeye with heirloom tomato panzanella, or saffron pappardelle with braised glam leg, followed by a milk chocolate caramel tart or plum brown butter financier with Rieslin ice cream. A few more relevant numbers. 24. The price of the ribeye, the most expensive item on the menu. Most options are in the $9 to $14 range, gratifyingly affordable given the ambitious nature of the offering. 121. Wines represented by the floor-to-ceiling wine wall near the entrance. 15, including one sparkler and a couple of dessert wines, are available by the glass. If you'd like to do your homework in advance, you can explore the eclectic offering on the restaurant's website, where the most helpful wine listing I've ever seen can be sorted by color, flavor characteristic, or country of origin. When you get to the restaurant, you can enjoy your selection in the dining room or in the comfort of a purple leather sofa in the wine lounge. 5. Number of evenings it is open for business, which is Tuesday through Saturday. Hours will expand to include lunch in the coming weeks, with plans to add weekend brunch. In the meantime, Ingram is devoting his attention to getting one up to speed while leaving Four Square's kitchen in the able hands of chef de cuisine Justin Rakes. Will the chef who built his reputation at Four Square succeed in running two restaurants in two towns? Given his batting average, I'd say you can count on it. We have time for one more quick bites. It's a sub, but I can make it for you as a wrap, said the young woman behind the counter when I asked about an item listed as a chili paneer, one of the several intriguing sandwiches on the menu board. Hardly the sort of thing you'd expect to hear in an Indian restaurant, but then Cafe Curry Leaves is not your typical Indian restaurant. When is the last time you saw the words curry and burger on the same menu? Okay, the burgers are vegetarian. Cafe Curry Leaves is a strictly vegetarian restaurant, after all, though the menu is as expansive as the cheery counter service eatery is compact. Traditional offerings span the subcontinent, from the area's most comprehensive selection of chaat, the popular snacks of northern India, to the dosa, idli, and other specialties of the south, a limited selection of which, expats will be happy to know, is available for the weekend breakfast. A $6.99 daily lunch special offers your choice of two cooked-from-scratch vegetable dishes. Recent options include black lentil dal, vegetable jalfrezi, paneer with green peppers and a mild creamy curry, and a spice-fragrant medley of black-eyed peas, tomatoes, and onions, with rice, raita, pickle, and fresh baked naan. An additional $1.50 gets you super salad of the day. If the soup is tomato, don't miss it. What most sets Cafe Curry Leaves apart from the crowd, though, are its east-west fusion sandwiches, a varied offering ranging from Bombay veggie grilled panini to paneer and baby corn jalfrezi in a naan wrap. The chili paneer sub that piqued my curiosity features spice-dusted Indian cheese in an Indo-Chinese sauce of light soy and three kinds of chili, garnished with cucumber, lettuce, tomato, and cilantro chutney on the side. According to the helpful woman behind the counter, and she should know, she's owner Kalpana Dave, who also does the cooking, it's the restaurant's number one seller. Now that I've tasted it, I understand why. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. I hope you listen again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time. Thank you.